Baliktad na ang mundo. Ang podcasters naman ang makikinig sa inyo. Tell us your thoughts in the survey for a chance to win a cash prize. Be honest, ha? Answer the survey at www.surveypilipinas.org at automatic, pasok kayo sa raffle. Get a chance to win 5,000 pesos in cash. Make sure na kumpleto ang mga sagot nyo para qualified ang entry nyo. Excited na kami sa feedback nyo sa amin. We are listening. Just go to www.surveypilipinas.org at baka ikaw na ang next winner.
Listen up, yo. Linya Linya Show. Listen up, yo. Linya Linya Show.
Listen, listen up, yo. The Linya Linya Show. Bumabalik every week. Parang yo-yo. Sa office, sa condo, sa FX, sa kanto. Walang pinipili, basta pili-pili.
To the millions and millions of listeners around Amorsolo Street, Makati. Welcome to the Linya Linya Show powered by Anima Podcasts. Kasama ko ngayon, my good friend, super talented, and now, bar owner.
Wow.
Mr. Kyle Quismundo. Boom!
Boom! Ano yung nakakatawa sa boom na yan? Mm. Kami ng brother ko, actually yung buong family ko. Even before pa, yun na talaga yung thing namin.
Wow!
Boom!
Boom! Yan pala ang connection natin. Boom na agad.
Okay, boom.
Cheers, man.
Tarat.
Boom, tarat. Grabe yung setting natin yun. Wait lang. Grabe, ang daming kwento. Ang dami kagad
dami,
kwento.
Madami.
Pero siguro before we talk about itong drink na to, ay nasaan ba tayo ngayon, Kyle?
I don't know. It's a really nice bar.
Bar.
Playing music I love.
Mm.
Drinking drinks we love. Having conversations. Mm. I think ito naman talaga yung reason ba't nangyari itong Big Fuzz.
Yun, Big Fuzz.
Mm.
What's the Big Fuzz? Anong nga nangyari, Kyle? Bakit bigla nandito na tayo?
What is it? What's the Big
Fuzz? Nangyari? Anong nangyari?
Grabe,
Ali! Anong nangyari? Oh my God.
I mean, depending on the airing date of this episode, grabe, ilang, ano ba ngayon? October, let's just say, last week of October.
Mm.
And kailan ba na incept yung idea na
July?
To? July ba?
July.
Eh, na more recent?
August.
August yung naging concrete na lahat eh. Na, yun na nga, na minention ko kay Jim, our good friend, and now partner, na nasa airport kami nun eh. How do you like the idea of starting a bar?
Oh my God.
I mean naman, dati pa naman yan talagang pipe dream for us.
Mm.
Pipe dream because none of us knew how to do any of it. We weren't super knowledgeable on spirits, cocktails, not even beer. We just like drinking beer, pero...
Yeah.
But, and none of us knew how to operate, pero... Yun na nga, recent events, naging, I became more well-versed, tapos, dun lang siya nag-start. Na,
I think lahat, most of us, no, lahat dream magka-bar, magka-coffee shop, parang, ang sarap isipin eh. No, pero ang hirap din niyang simulan, ang hirap gawin.
Yeah.
And siguro naging entry point mo nga na nakapag, natuto ka with, ano no? With
actual experience.
Sa pag-mix, mixology, ano?
Mixology.
So, paano ba? Pero ikaw, ano yung, again, ano, parang medyo na-mention mo na prior to itong recent events na to na mas naging inclined ka to drinking and preparing cocktail drinks.
Mm.
Parang ano ka rin, most of the listeners and viewers siguro na, okay, cocktails, no? Nakikita natin sa mga bars and serve din siya.
Mm.
Pero, sanay tayo kasi sa culture ng beer eh. No? Lalo kayo. Dahil nasa...
Ikaw ba hindi?
Gig scene kayo.
Ah. Pero ikaw hindi ka masyadong exposed sa beer.
Oo, hindi, exposed talaga. Ay. Ano talaga, kasi high school, college, mas college talaga, mas beer. Tapos, well, ano ba yung mga ano? Yung mga mix, cocktails din ba yun? Yung mga sinaserve sa...
The mga mobile bar?
Mga Jerbox, mga ano. Di ba ganun yun? Nung kalang college kami, merong ganun eh.
And yung mga mobile bar na mobile bar, the flaming ones, na neon colored.
Yeah.
Technically, I mean, cocktail by definition naman yata is a mixed... Drink. Like a spirit with something. Yeah. So, yun na nga actually yung exposure ko dati sa cocktails. I mean, I think a lot of people can relate na their first experience with drinking is probably with wine or beer or hard liquor na shots. MP or even tequila. Yung experience ko with cocktails was either that sa mga sa mga
college bar na drus sa amin
or yung mga debu, di ba? Or like actually even before, remember na that era of open parties, alala mo yun? What an era.
Open parties or yung mga mobile bar sa mga events,
open parties, like you know, did you ever experience that? Like just kunyari may party sa Valle Clubhouse or something and it's open, like in open invite, you hear it from a friend of a friend, tapos you just go and ayun, and that's ganun yung mga mobile sweet drinks. Yun yung talaga yung exposure ko na. That's why I kind of veered away from it and medyo nag beer route ako because it tasted better and it felt better and it wasn't like hindi a sugar bomb.
Kasi nga, di ba parang matamis, masarap, pero traidor.
Yeah.
Di ba?
Yeah.
Parang sakit sa ulo.
Ang sakit
actually,
sa ulo.
Actually, maraming suka fest sa ano
sakit sa ulo.
Sa mga mixed
and,
drinks.
Yeah. And now learning more, parang you learn that the headaches really came from the sugar. Not so much the... Kasi grabe talaga yung asukal. The syrups, the store-bought syrups, and the store-bought sour mixes.
And siguro yung quality rin ng alcohol. No?
Yeah, true.
Diba?
True.
Yeah, masakit sa ulo.
That's
so, paano naman yung entry point mo ng ganitong cocktail drinks? Na?
Ganito, by the way, I don't think we've...
Oo nga.
Cheers. What a damn shame.
Ito rin yung kwento nitong Negroni. No? Ito yung ano eh. Well, kasi si Kyle nga, na-influence niya rin ako to itong cocktails na to. Prior to that, parang, again, yun lang yung experience ko. Tapos sa mga hotel, alam na, mojito.
Mojito lagi.
Sa Boracay ka. Diba? Yung mga drink margarita, na iinamin mo lang sa habang nasa beach ka. Yun yung impression ko rin sa mga ganitong drinks eh. Pero natikman ko to nung una. Medyo weird for me yung taste kasi parang yung sunog, parang ganun.
Negronis.
Parang yung bitter taste niya. And nung una, tapos nung tinry mo siyang explain, parang tapos tinatry ko siyang inumin ng inumin. Parang mas nagigets ko siya. Tapos sa second glass ko, parang pasarap siya ng pasarap.
Yeah. I mean, we have the same experience, diba? Yun yung kinukwento ko sa'yo na it's not a drink for everyone because of its bitter quality. And bitter and some kind of may some kind of tannic flavor, I think. It comes from the vermouth. Ayun. So, same. Na first try, this is what a Negroni is. I hate it. I freaking hate it. And then, alam mo yun, but everybody drinks it.
Yeah.
I was like, what's the deal? So, another bar, I'll try it again. Yoko talaga to. Lugi ako. Lugi na naman ako. Inumin ko na lang. Third, same thing. Fourth, parang, okay. Okay. Fifth, and then I just started to have some kind of appreciation for it. But it's really a slow burn of a cocktail. Hindi mm-hmm. talaga siya instant like mm-hmm. like let's say it's so easy to like an amaretto sour yeah, or a yeah. right one mm-hmm. right mm-hmm. or a whiskey sour. Ang dali siya maano eh. It's just the spirit, the sourness, the sweetness, and the frothiness of it.
Mm-mm.
Madali siya magustuhan.
Yeah.
But this is confusing.
Mm-mm.
It's confusing.
Parang
pero,
may magaspang siya for me. May gaspang sa taste. So parang naglilinger sa palate mo yung, ano ba yun?
Mm.
Pero, pagka hinahabol mo rin yung taste, malalasahan mo nga yung medyo orangey, medyo sweet din. Ganun. Pero ano yung laman niya, Kyle?
It's so simple. It's equal parts gin, equal parts Campari, which is an Italian bitter Campari, liqueur.
Ito.
Yan siya.
Pwede
yeah, shout out Campari.
Campari. Diba? Shout out. O nga, malay mo. Yeah. Ito tayo ng mga to.
And then you have sweet vermouth, which is like a fortified wine.
Ito.
Yeah, yan siya. It's so simple. It's just equal parts, everything. And then... yeah, it comes from Italy. Yung Campari kasi, they drink it as an aperitif, meaning they drink it to gain an appetite.
Aperitif.
Before a meal or before supper, ganun.
Mm.
Sa tapos, Italy. Yeah, and I know Negroni is the name of the person who first did it. I think he was like a count or something from Italy.
Mm.
Tapos naging thing na siya. And, you know, after how many Negronis done, love na natin. Diba?
Grabe, grabe.
Would you say it's your favorite?
Yeah. Pagka-go-to ko siya. Parang, kung before, parang pag nag-order ka, feeling mo, shucks, ba't ko in-order to? Ngayon, parang magandang starter siya for me.
Mm.
Diba? Tapos parang, para kahit anong inumin ko after, sulit na. Kasi nainom ko na yung sure akong magugustuhan ko.
Yeah.
Tapos parang, again, parang may feeling ako na sulit yung drink eh. Pagka Negroni. Diba?
Ang lakas eh.
Ang lakas
siya. Ang lakas niya talaga.
Tapos hindi ka rin mapapainom ng dire-diretso sa kanya.
Yeah, yeah.
Konting sip.
Yeah.
Tapos ramdam mo na yung lasa niya.
It's a drink you savor for sure.
Mm.
Yeah. And although alam mo, it is actually, I don't know why some places don't get it right also. I think
nakatry na ako. Nakatry na ako ng una yung napansin ko yung ano eh, yung ice.
Mm. Mm.
Parang kung normal ice, ang bilis niyang ma-dilute.
Yeah.
So parang ang bilis nawawala nung hinahabol kong taste, yung bitter taste and yung buo na taste. Na-try ko na eh. Kakasip ko pa lang, diluted na.
Tubig na ning. Yung unang experience mo, tubig na.
Siguro, yeah. for other bars, parang feeling nila, baka mas friendly yung lasa na yun for beginners. Di ba?
Maybe.
Pero kapag sanay ka ng uminom nito, parang hahanapin mo siya, mabibitin ka.
Yeah. Actually, totoo nga yung ice thing. Yeah. Actually, I think the Negroni is like, ano siya eh. I think if you get the Negroni right, if a bar gets it right, probably other things will be good also. Because it's in its simplicity, dali niya gawin eh, but it's also easy to screw up. So if you follow everything, if you're minute about the details, equal parts, if your glass is chilled, if your ice is clear, kasi yun na nga yung sinasabi mo na malaking bagay yung ice eh. I learned na if you use, I don't know, tube ice from a convenience store, that'll dilute easier, faster, as opposed to this solid block of clear ice.
Clear ice siya.
Ito siya eh, no?
Ito siya, guys.
It chills the drink for longer with less dilution. Kasi walang impurities, walang hangin sa loob.
Mm-mm.
So... I mean,
so, ganda, I don't know. Niya.
Ganda. I think, diba, when you order a cocktail, you taste it with your eyes first, you know. Malaking bagay. For me, I get sad when I see the wrong eyes.
Wala na. Medyo spoiled na ako sa ganito. Kaya pag nagkukoka ko ngayon,
kaya Kaya pala nawawala yung ice ref.
Nagka-Coke Zero ako. Tsaka Coke. Kailangan clear ice. Kasi nadadilute agad yung spirit. Spirit ng ng Coke eh. Pero ito eh. No? Ang ganda pa talaga niya tignan eh. And wala.
Yeah. Diba it's I think if a bar gets their Negroni right, they get a lot of things right.
Mm. Yeah. Teste, no?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. Diba?
Ako rin tuloy, Kyle, no? Ever since we opened this, tuwing pupunta na ako sa mga kung saan-saan lugar.
Mm. Yun na.
Very observant ka na sa mga bar. Ano yung mga bote nila dito?
How does the bartender shake?
Oo nga, paano mag-shake ito?
Paano siya mag-pour?
Tsaka siyempre, ice agad ako eh.
Oo, yung ice.
Pag alam ko na yung ice nila normal, ay, wala.
Grabe!
Grabe siya!
Hindi naman wala. Baka lang ano, they value other things more, like cost. Because of course, this clear ice is not, hindi siya super, you could cut costs if you use cheaper ice. But you also cut quality.
Negroni, grabe.
I love.
Feeling ko, curious na tong mga ano, listeners and viewers natin. Ano ba tong Negroni na to? No?
But if you ever decide to come here or to any other bar, diba, be warned. It's not for everyone at first, but once you love it, you'll never
start. Pero ano nga, Kyle, yung ano mo, recommendation mo for beginners? Parang ano yung entry point na marirecommend mo sa menu natin?
Our menu.
Siguro our kasi, menu well, we have ano naman eh, classics naman sa menu natin eh. Pero ano yung marirecommend mong, pero siguro sa atin na lang, sa menu natin.
Someone, let's say someone who hasn't
ever
drank a cocktail before. That's interesting. I guess it'll depend din talaga always on their preference eh. No? Kaya, walang ano eh, one size fits all eh. That's why I think, no, Alina, when we started this, we really value that interaction with the guest. Now we make a point talaga na to get to know them at least on a taste level, not necessarily their. Di naman tayo. Just like what do they like, right? I usually ask, do you prefer sweeter drinks? Citrusy drinks, ganun, or gusto mo ba lasa yung, do you like bitterness or do you want to taste the spirit more? So yung tawag dun natin, diba, spirit forward, which means in a cocktail like this, the main liquor base would be gin. So if you say spirit forward, mas lasa mo yung gin. Ganun siya.
Ngayon ko lang ulit na ano yun, ha?
Na review.
Spirit forward.
Oh.
No, pero ano naman yung counterpart ng spirit forward?
I guess the sweeter.
Spirit backward.
Light. Mm-hmm. Yeah, light drinks. Light. I would say one of our signatures, yung Pussy Willow, is on the lighter side.
Mm-hmm.
Lighter side siya. For many reasons. Kasi mas lower yung ABV niya, yung total alcohol percentage niya. The taste, di mo lasa sobra yung gin. It's just a hint of the gin with the oolong. Even the mouthfeel, I would say, is light because of the egg whites. Na frothy siya. Medyo creamy.
Sarap.
Ganun. So, light.
Fan favorite yung ano, no? Pussy Willow.
Pussy Willow, yeah. Oof. People like the idea of oolong tea in a cocktail. I think tea, anything tea based.
Yeah.
Nga, there are bars. There's one bar in Manila na sobrang nag-ano sila, specialize in tea infused gin. It's really cool.
Ito yung version natin.
Yeah.
Na ano siya, overnight nakababad yung ulong.
Nagsisip. Yeah.
Sisip eh, no? Kaya lasang-lasang mo eh. Tapos grabe ano, egg white ano. Ba't ganun? Sino kaya nakaisip na ilagyan ng egg white yung drinks, no? Parang
someone who wanted protein, maybe, diba? In the drink.
Kaya nga, baka nga it makes sense yung ano eh, yung
sinasabi kong
Sarsi. Diba? Yung parents natin, nung lumalaki tayo lagi, sinasabi nila, pinagkocombine daw nila yung Sarsi
and egg.
Egg.
Weird.
Tapos tuwing kailan nila iniinom yan? Pampalakas?
Pampalakas.
Parang energy drink ata nila yun eh.
Astig talaga. Have you tried it?
Baka nung mas bata ako.
To this day, I haven't tried it. Maybe it's time.
Baka kailangan siya.
Dapat pala bumili tayo ng SARS ngayon.
Pero baka pwede ma-experiment yung ganun.
For sure, yeah.
Diba?
For sure.
Pero ba't nag-work yun? Yung egg white?
The egg white? Well, it's ano kasi, when you mix a cocktail, diba? It's with these.
Yeah.
With these tins. And usually, ano, normal shaken cocktail, you shake it with ice. But when there's egg whites involved, there's something we call a dry shake first. So before you shake it with ice, you just shake it as is with the egg white, a dry shake. What you're doing is you're frothing the egg white so it emulsifies inside. Yeah. And then after that, tsaka na mo siya i-shake with ice. And when you pour it out, galing eh, nagkaka layer of ano siya on top eh.
Mm-mm.
So the cocktail's here, but there's like a thin layer of egg white foam that really adds
grabe
to a cocktail. Ako, yeah. One of my favorite ingredients is egg white. It's like a parang if you need an extra kick or extra special
body, you know?
Mm.
So iba rin yung pag-sip mo. Mas
Yeah.
Ano eh, mas malapot siya syempre.
It's like you're greeted with a pillow on your lips.
Actually.
Oh, before the ano, the actual drink.
Kaya po si Welo, eh, no?
Hmm.
Parang may pillow. May connect lang. Mamaya, guys, mag-abang kayo kasi tatry natin gumawa ng drink dito mamaya.
We're gonna mix a pussy willow.
Pussy willow ba? Or?
Yeah.
Sige.
Sure. You've never made a pussy willow.
Di ba? Yun yung first drink ko.
Ever? Hindi.
Nakatry na ba ka dun?
Nag-mix ka na ng Negroni, syempre.
Oh, ano? Pero sa R&D natin. Parang pa-cute lang eh. Na parang nag-shake lang akong ganun. Pero kasi guys, simula kasi nung natuto ako dito, so ang tawag dito, tin. Tin lang.
They're called Boston Shakers. May mga iba-iba shaker kasi.
Boston
na.
Shaker.
There's the Japanese style na cobbler na isang cup lang na ganun. Tapos tin-twist off mo to pour.
Yun.
And they usually, they shake it like,
yung mukhang urn?
They shake it like this, like,
di ba yung may parang ano pa siya, strainer sa loob?
Yeah. Yung parang urn.
Parang urn?
Ganun siya. And then meron rin glass. There's tin siya with glass, but I veer away from that. Ito yung Boston Shaker na double
Shaker.
Double tin siya.
Double tin.
Kasi ito yung standard kasi mas it retains the temperature more as stainless steel. Tapos,
so guys, natututo na kayo ha. So 101 to.
If you want to start a bar, it's so valuable.
Sabi ni Kyle, di ba? Tin, tin tick. No? Kaya hindi ako, kaya pinapaalis ako sa ano eh, sa bar.
Actually, di ko gets. Di ko gets.
Kung naman,
di ko gets.
Tin at tick. Is a tin, is a tick.
Di ko pa rin gets.
Tin at tick. Kailangan ko explain, Gail.
Let me know who got that because I flew over my head.
So, mamaya yung shake. No? Paano ba? Paano ulit? Kasi simula nung tinuro mo yun, tapos yung egg white, every time na gumagawa ko ng scrambled egg, ginagamit ko na ito eh.
That could work!
Diba?
That could work!
Mas fluffy yung ano.
Fluffy siya!
Diba?
Sige nga.
Diba? Try mo.
Oh, mas energy efficient pa rin kakapagod. Please. Diba?
Totoo.
Oh.
Sakit dito.
But later when you shake, wala naman talagang right way to shake. Eh. That's why everyone has their own way. Eh. Sometimes it's, ano na, for flash. Sometimes people are straightforward. Yeah, as the general idea is to get the, is to chill the drink and dilute it at the same time. Not too much, just at the right amount. And by doing this, you're rocking the ice from here to here. You're chilling everything, and you're also aerating. You're introducing air to the cocktail, which changes the body. Kasi nga, they're stirred drinks with a mixing glass. Iba yun. So medyo smooth, velvety quality siya. Ito mas frothy. Eh. Even without an egg white, you'll have like bubbles after shaking it. So nagkaka everything just mixes differently. Yun. So just general idea, just to shake it. Mami, I just yeah. rock and
rock it na back experience and forth. Kong mm. challenge dyan, ano eh. Ang lamig. Ang lamig. Ang sakit sa kamay.
Ang sakit. Your first few times. It really hurts.
Ang lamig.
Yeah. Eh. Naging manhid na ako.
Yan. Mm. Ako buti medyo manhid na ako. To begin with.
Ganun ba? Cheers to that.
Cheers. Sa mga manhid dyan, bagay kayo mag-bartend.
Parang nauuna talaga ako, no? Parang masyado mong sinisavor yung...
Sinisavor ko eh. Tsaka binibigyan ko ng space yung mga hirit ko eh.
Mm. We have more drinks to try.
Uy, grabe.
Within this 1 hour. By the way, I'm super honored to be.
Uy!
First time ko mag-solo dito.
Oo nga, no? Dati, shout-out kay Manny, no? Usually, kayong dalawa ni Manny.
Mm.
Shout-out din kay Jim. Meron na ba tayong apat? Wala ata tayong apat, ano?
I would love to see that.
Oo nga. Pero, grabe. Ano pa? Zoom pa yung huli natin.
Mm.
About ano pa yan? Photography.
Oh my God.
Meron.
Oh my God.
Photography pa yun.
What an era.
Ang tagal na nun.
I hate that era.
Grabe, yun yung ano. Yung nagre-record din kayo ni Manny.
Oo, yung diba? Magpakailanman na.
Magpakailanman. Oh,
Re-recording yung live yun lagi.
Live nga pala yun. Live yun. Nga pala ginagawang
oh.
episode yun.
Mahina kaya, kami sa recording.
Sa history na yun, ano?
Yeah.
Pero grabe, sobrang saya ng mga magpakailanman.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow. Grabe, oh, nag-ano tayo nun.
Ang saya ng script read natin.
Oh, happen.
I think I still have... No, I think it's still on YouTube.
Oof, grabe. Sarap sigurong panoorin nun while drinking, ano, Negroni. While drinking.
Right now?
Pero wow. Tsaka nag-ano tayo, Kyle, eh. Nag-ano tayo, noodle challenge.
Hmm?
Nag-noodles, nag-ano tayo eh.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
Iba't ibang spicy.
Yeah, we did the mukbang.
Mukbang.
Taste test. That was nice.
Sobrang
was
angang. Fun.
Yeah.
Oh, shucks. Grabe.
Yeah.
Pero anyway, yeah. Wow. Special episode. Video pod. Dito sa bar mismo. At least may preview na yung viewers natin sa look ng Big Fuzz. No, pero syempre iba, nakikita niyo yung aesthetic niya dito, pero iba rin pag nandito ka, no?
Yeah.
Pero ang galing din ng camera natin.
Parang nasa ano sila,
para
nasa bar.
Nasa bar counter. Yeah. So,
yeah.
Wow.
We should do this again.
Mm. Mm.
We should go through our whole menu.
Ay, dapat niya. Negroni pa lang 'yun. Tsaka po si Willow pa lang 'yun na ano natin. Na cover natin.
Mm.
Pero kailangan ano 'to, ha? Recurring talaga 'to hanggang sa ma-cover natin yung buong
yeah.
menu.
Mm.
Pero syempre high kay Jim din sayang, no? Ganda sana kung dito yeah. si Jim as si
yeah.
Sab.
Yeah. They're just under the weather, huh?
Yeah. Pero wow, Negroni origin siguro na Kyle. Kailangan ng marinig ng mga tao yung origin story ng Big Fuzz. Medyo na daanan na natin kanina, sabi mo. You and Jim, you guys were saan ba kayo? Singapore ba kayo noon? Hong Kong.
Yeah,
Singapore.
Yeah.
Sa airport kayo.
Ay, doon ko lang binato yung idea at first.
And alam mo naman tong si Mr. Bacaro.
Oo.
Kyle, huwag ka magsabi ng mga ganyan. Pag nagsabi ka sa kanya niyan, bro. Next week, meron ng business plan.
No, I think that's why I told him. Because I really wanted it to happen. I knew he was, ano yung action man talaga si Jimmy, di ba? Kaya, ayun. 2 months, 3 months later, we're here.
Grabe.
Diba?
Wow.
Wow talaga.
Wow talaga.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, hindi pa rin
wow
ako.
Wow talaga.
Hindi pa rin ako makapaniwala. No, pero grabe. Ang bilis ng mga pangyayari. Ano pa yan, ha? Partida pa, guys, parang before opening. Si Kyle nasa Spain, Switzerland for ilang ano ba yan? 1 month ka ba?
5 weeks.
Five weeks? Oh my God.
Yeah.
So, ano eh, kaya nag-ano tayo eh. Pinaspas natin before you left eh.
Mm.
Na nag-R&D kami. Mm. Kaya di ba may mga pinapost kami ng mga stories or mga photos lang of, na nag-R&D kami ng sunod-sunod na gabi yun ha.
Mm.
Na matry yung iba-ibang drinks. Mm. So, saya nun.
Yeah. Kaya rin ano eh. Hindi ako nakatulog nung na nag-trip ako eh. Kasi puro R&D natin. Yun lang talaga iniisip ko.
Shucks. So,
pwede. Ano mangyayari sa bar? Ano?
So, nakatawaan. Sabang wala si Kyle. Nagtatawa nga kami ni Jimmy kasi nga, yung main guy natin, wala dito. mag-open na tayo. So, kami naman, yung mga pwedeng gawin na, at saka ano naman eh, kahit nandun ka, yun eh, hindi mo iniiwan yung, sa isip mo yung Big Fuzz eh. Kaya parang, feeling ko niluluto na natin sa isip eh. Kaya, when you came back, bang, tara, pam, 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 pam.
I couldn't stop thinking about it, man, kasi, it's so important to me. I mean, it's, I think, you know, you said it was like a dream. It was a pipe dream until recently because we got a parang a feel of it na. Okay, I think we can do it. I saw how it was done. I think we can do it our own way with our own flavor. I think people will like it. And yun na nga, we really just wanted, well, I really just wanted a space for where we would love to go. We would love to drink. We would love to talk. Diba? Yun lang naman yun. We just wanted to share that experience. And we wanted other people. We wanted to bring other people into that, you know, shared experience and hopefully multiply and becomes a community. I love the sense of community talaga.
Yeah, yeah.
Yun talaga napansin ko ever with all my projects before na I love seeing, you know, individuals come together with similar they appreciate similar things. And kaya ito na siya. Kaya, you know, there's nothing like sitting at a cozy place. Malamig yung aircon.
Yun eh. Crucial yun. Crucial yun.
Malamig yung aircon.
Malamig yung aircon.
The music's at the right level. Music either that you love or you've never heard before.
Grabe.
But you fell in love with while dishwashing or talking to a friend you haven't seen in 10 years. Diba? There's nothing... Kaya nga, I want this place to be open for whether you're an enthusiast or someone who's never drank before, someone who barely remember our last weekend. Kasi it's so nice to see that. It's so nice to see all walks of life. Di pa pag sa bar pa? Makikita mo talaga all types of people, all kinds of...
Yeah.
And it's... To me, that's one of the most rewarding things so far.
Mm-hmm.
3 weeks in.
Grabe, diba? 3 weeks in pa lang ba? Wala pa tayong 1 month, no? Pero, Kyle, ako yung sinabi mo lang, I think, nanggagaling muna siya sa personal experience mo eh. Nung ikaw yung naka-feel nun na ang saya pala mag-uminom ng ganitong drink. Experience talaga siya.
Yeah.
And then, hindi lang yung pag-inom ng drink, pero the entire feel, ano, may magandang music, cozy yung lugar, conducive for catching up. And siguro, ano yun, no? Sa age din natin, parang napagod na rin tayo sa mga sigawan. Bro, musta?
Diba, oh parang, my God.
Oh,
I don't think we ever like that, to be fair.
Oh, okay. To be fair naman. Hindi naman ever. Pero ako, na-experience ko rin yun. Well, ano naman, respect naman sa mga na-enjoy din yun. Pero ako, hindi lang din talaga ako for ganun eh. Na sigawang small talk. I'd rather...
Sigawang small talk.
Diba? Sigawang small talk talaga siya eh. Parang, ang lalakas big ng boses talk. Nyo. Big small talk. Eh, no? So parang, lakas ng boses nyo pero walang laman masyado yung pag-uusapan nyo. Kasi hindi naman nila kasalanan. Kasi ang ingay nga, ang sikip. And siguro ito na yung time na mas relaxed na tayo. Eh. Tas, mas gusto mong mag-catch up sa mga tao. Siguro, coming from the pandemic din, ano? Parang, napagkaitan tayo nung quality na conversations with the people that we love, di ba? So parang ito yung time for that eh. Tapos sa totoo lang, isa pa for me, may pasok bukas eh. Di ba? Gusto mong mag-enjoy, gusto mong, di ba, ma-enjoy yung drink mo, gusto mo rin ng long conversation with a friend. Pero ayaw mo rin mawala sa sarili mo, ayaw mo rin na magka-hangover.
Yeah.
And gusto mo rin na hindi ka rin nawawala dun sa senses mo, no? While talking to a person.
Yeah.
Diba? So parang yun din yung gusto ko eh with this. Parang nakapag-usap kayo ng maayos pero may buzz siya na mas ganado ka.
Yeah.
So relaxed ka.
Keeps things flowing. Yeah. Yeah.
And yun nga, makakapasok ka ng maayos the next day. Kasi napansin ko kayo lang kasi, di ba, yun nga, laki tayo sa mas beer, kaya mga shots. Mm. Hirap talaga gumising. And napansin ko dito, di ba, parang first few weeks natin, pupunta rin ako hanggat maaari. Then iinom, wala kang magagawa kundi uminom. Pero kaya kong gumising ng maayos. So, ang sarap ng ano niya lang.
Yeah.
Pwede pala yun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Ako, yun yung good thing sa akin dito. Pero, sabi, sa, ano ko lang, balik ko lang, sabi mo nga, yung personal experience mo, pero yung longing mo rin to, ano eh, no? Yung let your friends and loved ones experience the same feeling.
Yeah.
Kaya ako, may longing din ako dito na, nung nasama ako sa inyo ni Jim dito, at saka ni Sab, parang, shucks, gusto kong dalin yung mga friends ko dito. Diba?
Yeah.
Punta kayo dito, guys, isang gabi na. Yeah.
Actually, it's even, for me, I felt this rare feeling na I should bring my parents here.
Yun din, ano?
Diba?
Wow.
I never thought I would feel that na dun tayo. Na, feeling ko ma-enjoy nyo. Diba? Feeling ko, not even just the drinks, even the whole the spirit of the place. Now you sit down, you're facing someone, your phone's away, you talk. Diba? I felt, you know, kasi 3 weeks ago, we opened, soft opening for friends and family. And, you know nga, your dad, your parents were there, my parents were there. And nakakatawa lang to see them actually enjoying.
Yeah. So ako eh, yun nga eh, ang saya nung gabi na yun kasi magkatabing table yung ano, Kismundo and Sanggalang family.
Oh,
diba? Nakakatawa naman. Tapos, enjoy sila. And yun eh, sabi mo eh, no, parang ang hirap din kasing mag-meet halfway with our parents when it comes to drinking. Magkaiba eh. Diba? Sila pale. Well, yung pale din naman, medyo nag-meet halfway yun minsan. Pero, at this stage eh, no, na hindi rin, kasi hindi ka rin, ang hirap din uminom ng beer ng sip-sip lang, diba? Iinom ka talaga eh. So dito, yung cocktails, parang nakita ko nag-enjoy din sila eh. Diba? Parang alam nila, pero bago rin sa kanila. So, and yun, I feel like hindi lang yung drink, syempre, matatanda na rin sila, hindi rin nila kayang maiingay masyado. Hindi rin nila kayang masyadong maliwanag. Diba? Or madilim masyado. Maingay masyado.
Yeah.
Diba?
Yeah.
Masikip masyado. So, ang ganda kasi, ang sarap ng upo nila. Ilan lang ang tao.
Yeah.
Tapos yung music, Kyle, medyo, kasi nga, yung concept vibing. Din. No? Concept din of Big Fuzz na, ang galing, no? Kasi ako, wow. Sama ko puro musician ano si Jim, si Kyle and si Sab. Na-influence din nila ako sa mga music na pinapakinggan nila. Alam niyo naman sa listeners natin, mas hip hop talaga ako, mas soul, R&B, OPM ganyan. Pero ito, marami ditong bago rin for me. No? So
most, would you say most of it's new?
Meron ng mga ano alam ko na rin and most of itong mga music na to influence din nakuha ko from Jim, from Manny, from you. So, pero may mga bago na naman akong discovery. Katulad nga nitong, oh my God, itong Marky Moon na to, television. Hindi, ano, wala man lang, walang heads up si Kyle sa akin dyan. Wala nagsabi sa akin na, guys, o kaya, ano, ay Ali, pakinggan mo to. Naghuhugas lang ako ng pinggan. Alam mo yun, guys, alam niya naman ako pag naghuhugas ako, medyo nagzizen ako eh. Para nagmumuni-muni ako dyan. Chill lang ako. Sabay biglang. Parang, Medyo napapagano ako yun. Sang ganda pa ng pwesto ko dito, guys. Alam niyo naman yung turf ko, yung social dishwashing area ko.
Mm-hmm.
Sa likod ko, ang ganda ng...
Ay, oo nga, you have the best spot.
And ang ganda ng speakers dito, yeah, guys.
No, shout out Randy, to Spindlehole.
Spindlehole Records. Ay, Spindlehole Community.
Yeah.
Hanapin niyo yan sa...
Just above us.
Sa dito rin, Spendless, sa Marsolo.
Yeah.
Creekside Mall. For mga records din dyan. Sa kanya galing yung...
This speakers. Player, this amp, the speakers.
Sa nag-setup.
Mm.
Grabe. Siya rin tumulong sa una kong setup ng ng vinyl ano kon record player ko. So grabe yung chill ko nung nung nagma-Marky Moon. Parang ano eh, bumilis din yung paghugas
ko. Ngayon ko rin kita nakita actually like unprompted vibing.
Grabe.
Kasi syempre busy na ako dito, tapos I look to the left and see si Ali. Din. Tapos nag-eye contact kami.
Grabe.
Tapos sabi ko,
grabe, ito yun. Grabe.
Actually, I would say naging soundtrack na to ng bar talaga.
Grabe.
As in, naging meeting call na lang yung staff na. Diba? Pag pinli ito, parang, oh, ito.
Si Zach biglang sumasayaw na.
Si Zach, pati si Hans sumasayaw.
Si Hans sumasayaw na. So, nag-vibe talaga kami. Mm-hmm. So, ayan na yung saya, no? Parang, ang saya ng experience ng, hindi lang nga bago yung taste nung mga drinks, eh, even mm-hmm. yung music. Parang, bago rin sa pandinig ko. Yeah. So, yung lahat ng senses, ano?
Mm-hmm.
Diba?
Mm-hmm.
Taste. Mm-hmm. Malamig. Can I say, Kyle, kung meron man sigurong highlight din yung bar, hindi naman sa nagbubuhat ako ng sariling bangko. Pero ako talaga yung nagbuhat ng mga bangko dito eh. That's why they call me the chairman of Big Fuzz. Kasi guys, hindi naman sa pagbubuhat ng sariling bangko.
Pero ikaw talaga ang buhat ng
ako mga nagbuhat bangko. Ng mga bangko dito habang busy lahat sa pagde-design.
Ito mismo
inuupuan natin.
Tinanungan natin kung kamusta ang quality. Ayan. Okay naman.
So ito yung literal na pagbubuhat ng sariling bangko. Kasi ako mismo gumawa nito, guys. Kami ni Dennis. Si Dennis tsaka ako, nakita ko si Dennis, oh. Parang pawis siya eh.
Oo,
nahihirapan si Dennis. Oo. Sabi ko, Dennis, itabi mo.
Can't confirm or deny. I didn't hear that.
Dennis, alam ko, driving is your thing. No? Pag driving, hawakan mo yung manibela. Pero pagdating sa... assemble ng chairs... Bigay mo sa akin yan, bro. Medyo built ako for that.
Mm.
So, parang kasi same feeling ko nung nakakita ko ng mga dishes eh, na madumi.
Mm.
Sabi ko, think ko to. So, grabe guys, kalahating araw ako nag-ano. Inubos ko talaga.
Grabe si Ali, as in machine. I mean, you've had, nagsiscrimmage ka na sa condo mo eh. Tsaka sa office niyo eh.
Totoo.
But now this is the World Cup.
World Cup na to.
This is on a weekend.
Yes, on a weekend.
Walang hinga. I mean, that goes for both of us.
Yeah, lahat tayo eh.
Walang hinga sa shake, sa mix. And I'm looking at you, parang punong-puno na yung sink. As in, wala nang space. Pero may bago na darating. I'm like, bro, sorry. I need this washed. Man.
Pero yan, alam mo naman ako, Kyle, eh, parang I think yan naman yung thing ko.
Mm.
Parang pag napunta ako sa isang place, clear sa akin yung mga bagay na hindi ko kaya.
Kansa.
Diba?
Kansa.
Hindi ako makikipag...
Ang ganda nun!
Diba? Ang makipagsiksikan sa hindi ko alam.
Mm.
So alam ko, thing niya ni Kyle, diba, yung drinks, si Jim and si Sab, very particular with the look, the vibe, the lights, diba?
Mm.
hindi na ako makikisali dyan. Ano ba dito yung hindi nila ginagawa? Sabi ko, parang napabayaan yung mga upuan, ah. And, posible bang may bar na walang upuan? Make or break yan, sabi ko. Kapag ka nag... Ano ba yan?
Nag-wiggle-wiggle.
O may nag-squeak yung ano niyan. Hindi maganda. Hindi maganda yung pagkaka... Very calculated, Kyle. Bilang ko yung ikot
ilang
ng...
Ilang twists
siguro? 18.5.
18.55. Ano, may 0.5 talaga.
Tinry ko yung 19. Oh. Grabe, super tight niya na.
3/4. Pati 3/4. Tinry mo.
Tinry ko rin 1/4. Kailangan 18 and a half turns. Sabi ko ito yung optimal. No, sorry na ano ko tuloy na reveal ko baka pag narinig do ng mga ibang bar.
Pag narinig ng IKEA yan.
Na IKEA to baka kung
labo they don't even assemble their own shoes.
Pero wala lang Kyle. Ako na enjoy ko lang. And ako si Jim sana eh kung nandito siya.
Mm.
Parang habang nangyayari lahat nung nung we were preparing to open. Tinitingnan
like...
niya rin ako.
Eh. Oh.
Sabi niya sa akin, grabe, parang ano to ah.
Glory days.
Glory days.
In Jim's words.
Glory days talaga kasi glory of God yung pangalan nung nung ano old namin, building. Yung old building namin. And ito yung talaga yung time na nagbabazar kami. Mm. Ito yung time na bubuksan namin yung first store namin sa Mega Mall na rock and roll din. So parang kami ni Jim in a way, may ano na kami, nauna na in a way na alam namin yung feeling na to. So, parang partly, nakinakabahan kami dahil malapit na, gusto na natin matapos. Pero malaking part sa amin, medyo kinikilig kami.
Mm.
Kinikilig kami na alam na namin to. Ang saya nito. Kasi ang hirap na rin yung ma-achieve sa ano.
You know what to savor, you know what to parang let go of. Diba?
Yeah. Hindi mo awalain ka ba?
Yeah.
Pero part din ng rush, ng adrenaline, yung hindi ka certain kung anong mangyayari, ano kayang magiging itsura nito, ano kayang magiging vibe nito. And ikaw, Kyle, siguro, in, ano na, 3 weeks in, yun, kumusta yung experience mo nito na from, di ba, pumunta tayo dito, pumunta ka dito na empty tong, ano na to yung space na to eh. Tapos unti-unti mo nakikita na nabubuo siya until nakikita mo na yung experience ng mga tao.
Grabe. I was just talking to Abby about it na parang yesterday ba yun o kanina? I was saying na it hasn't sunk in talaga. We were just talking about, you know, opening up a place. Before this nga with Silver Salt, diba? Supposed to be a cafe na with a lab. And then parang few months after, here we are, 3 weeks in na nga, and grabe. I mean, it'll probably sink in more, and I'm trying my best talaga to feel that kilig na, I do naman, pero grabe na, I guess I'm so overwhelmed, I'm here every day, but I'm trying to get to that point na I can kind of step back one step and say, nice. You know? Parang I'm so grind mode right now.
Yeah.
But I do feel kilig seeing this from the start na. I mean, when I saw this, diba, it was totally naked with so much debris. And yun talaga yung nakita ko na 3 rooms. And parang pwede to. So pwedeng for people who vape and smoke, they can take that balcony, they can take that door. That room could be for seating only. Bars here, stock rooms here. And yun na nga yung nangyari. And it's amazing. It's an amazing thing. And 3 weeks in pa lang, nakakakilig talaga. The most, yung pinaka nakakakilig is seeing the people enjoying. For me, there's not that feeling of someone asking you, what should I get? Kinikilig ako din eh. Kasi, not because of ano, anything, but because there's an opportunity to serve them na, and to get it right. When you get it right, ibang klase yung connection eh. I like this. I like this. I like this. Oh, I know what you'd like. Diba? That when it starts there, parang pag ginagawa mo na yung drink, may love eh. For me, ah. Parang gugustuhan niya ito. Gugustuhan niya ito. And then when you serve it, and then inumin, kikita mo talaga eh. Sa face nila eh. Like, they appreciate it and parang that they like it and that they're enjoying. It's so rewarding for me. Kasi, syempre, I also want that experience when I go to a bar. But, yun na nga, the friendship, the connections, that's
wow, super what a rewarding. Feeling, no? Parang may tiwala kasi Kyle eh.
Ayun.
May tiwala eh. Parang, sige, ikaw magano. And sa akin, parang, yung tiwala din na yun na ano eh, may gagawin ka na papasok sa kanila. I mean,
that's true.
Diba?
Yeah, that's true.
Inumin talaga nila.
That's actually true. I never even thought about it like that.
Yeah. Diba?
Hmm.
Parang, hindi naman kayo magkakilala, not necessarily, diba? May friends ka nandyan, may mga hindi ka kakilala, pero tatanungin ka nila, ikaw bahalang mag-mix nun.
And then, I will insert this into my body.
Their system.
Yeah.
And, diba, allow you and the drink to take over dun sa senses na yun.
It goes beyond their body. It even, I would say, like, their emotions and the more figurative parts, diba? Grabe. Grabe.
Grabe, no?
Yeah, that's what's the more interesting parts of running a bar, is seeing that. Kasi, it's cool. I guess it's cool to say, I'm a bartender or something, or a bar owner, but nothing for me will replace that. That reward.
Yeah.
Love it. You know, nga nung sinasabi, I was telling you about the Negroni, tapos that time that I made you one, sabi mo, oh nga. Diba?
Diba? And ako Kyle, para kasing ano eh, parang service talaga to, no? Service to the people who go to the bar. And ano eh, pupunta yung mga tao dito coming from work, coming from yung stress ng mundo, ng trabaho, ng bahay, ng paligid.
They just wanna be themselves.
And bibigyan mo sila ng magandang seat. Bibigyan mo sila ng
Na ginawa
ko. Diba?
The pride.
Oo, pare.
Gawa ko yan.
Bukod sa gawa ko yan, hindi nagawa yung drink na yan kung hindi malinis yung pagkakahugas dyan.
Ah, totoo. Totoo diba? Yun.
Diba?
Oh.
And ako, Kyle, siguro yung first hand kong makita na naghuhugas ako. Tapos nakikita ko yung mga mukha nila eh. Na parang gawa ko yan. Hinugasan ko yan.
Totoo naman!
Ba't matawa ka?
Ay, ikaw rin, tumatawa ka
kasi
eh.
Yung na-feel mong gawa mo yung drink na yun, that's exactly how I feel.
Washing.
Nakikita ko na hinugasan ko yan. Na parang, sige, ubusin mo yung drink na yan. Mamaya, hugasan ko yan. Hugasan ko yan. Ganun yung tumatakbo sa isip ko. Nakikita ko sila right in front of me. Diba? Tatawa-tawa ka mamaya. Yung next drink mo, ako tumira niyan, bro. Di ba, ma-enjoy mo ba yung Pussy Willow na yan? Kung may konting basag yan? Di ba?
Kung may konting sabon?
May konting sabon dyan. Tatawa-tawa lang kayo sa akin dito, pero I'm making sure na crystal clear yung mga baso dito. No? So, parang ako, hindi, pero ako kayo.
But it is true, though. Yeah, I mean, lahat naman na nandito may value. So, I never take that for granted.
When you're
washing, when you're either you're making the chairs or washing, lahat diba? Adds up.
Grabe, adds up to the experience. Grabe, dito.
Galing.
Grabe. So, pero ako, to be honest, ha, hindi siya biro yung paghugas.
Hindi talaga.
Sabi sa akin ni Jim, nung unang weekend na, nandito yung kaka-open lang natin. So wala ako. Grabe daw siya dyan. Nag 2 hours ata sa street na naghuhugas. Oh my God. Feeling ko yun ang pinakamahaba niyang time. Eh, well, ako rin eh. Kasi pag maghuhugas naman ako sa bahay, di ba? Yung akin lang or sa family. Dito non-stop talaga. Oh
grabe.
My God. Tuloy-tuloy.
On a weekend. Grabe on a weekend. Talaga.
So, oh, props talaga sa mga totoong profession nila yung dishwashing. Hindi biro talaga. Tapos very delicate pa yung mga staff dito. So, yun. Pero yun, ako lang, going back to nabibigay mo na experience sa mga tao dito. And then, yeah, eh, no? yung iba't ibang senses na nafe-feel nila. The entire experience. No? Pagpasok nila, may kita mo na parang, wow, ano to? Diba? To sitting down. Tapos,
and for those who don't know, diba, na the building.
Yun na nga.
How do we even... I don't know how to say.
Grabe.
I mean, I think it's part of the reason we chose it also, right?
Ako ano eh, unassuming.
The right word.
Parang iba eh, may personality talaga sa akin yung building, yung area, Amorsolo Street, Creekside Mall, beside MCS, no, Makati Central Square, nandito yung mga favorite natin ng mga Japanese restaurants. Yun lang yung pagkaalam natin sa kanya eh. Makati Central Square. So, mga ukay dyan. May mga vinyl records dyan. Tapos, iba eh. Ang dami nangyayari dito. Tapos itong mall, itong building din na to, old building siya na mahaba din ng history. No? Buhay eh. Buhay yung
that's true.
Building na to.
That's true. In many ways.
In many ways. Buhay talaga. Buhay yung dugo mo talaga eh. Pag naglakad ka sa corridors dito, tatawagin ka talaga eh.
Ali. Sir.
Sir, maraming ganun. So parang kakaiba. Kaya, di ba, sabi nga natin, hashtag find the red door.
Hashtag pala siya.
Hashtag, hashtag natin yun. Ginagamit din siyang caption ng mga ano na. Sabi lang
speaking
na,
of alive.
Buhay. Buhay talaga tong
taas,
building natin.
Sa taas.
Nasa taas. So, ganito yung building na. Buhay na buhay. Well, tsaka Halloween, ano rin ngayon eh.
Oh, man. No. Anyway.
Pero yun, ako guys, syempre hindi kami nandito to spoil the experience.
Yeah.
Iba. Alam mo, Kyle, yung term na pakigalawang baso?
Yun pa nangyari.
Pakigalawang
yelo.
Kumalawang yelo. Sino evil?
Oh, no.
Oh,
no. Sino evil.
Sino evil.
No evil.
Okay. Yeah. Pero kumalawang yelo. Anyway, parang... Ano tuloy yung sinasabi ko? Yung ayun, parang hindi tayo nandito to spoil. Kahit anong ano pang pag-describe natin sa nangyayari dito, iba when you guys go here.
Yeah.
And experience the bar for yourself. Iba-iba rin yung
naman.
Yung take ng mga tao. So
try everything.
Yeah. And ako kaya, to be honest, hindi ko pa alam lahat ng drink. Hindi ko pa nalalasa. Oh my God, 1 hour na pala tayo nag-uusap.
Ah, talaga? Grabe.
Oo nga, no?
Wow.
Ganito eh. Ganito
yung view. That's the, yeah. Ganun when you go here, time moves.
Alam eh.
Yeah.
And nag-relax. Yeah, hindi kasi tayo nagsisigawan. Hindi tayo parang intense. Hindi tayo parang effort na mag-sabi ng kung ano-ano. Just going with the flow. Be yourself. And siguro, ito na yung time talaga to invite everyone to go to and experience Big Fuzz. And malalaman nyo rin yung iba pang details, ibang photos if you follow us sa at What's the Big Fuzz sa Instagram. And puntahan nyo kami dito sa Creekside Mall, Amorsolo Street, Makati, second floor. Diba? And siguro Kyle, hindi matatapos yung pod nang hindi ako nakakatry gumawa ng drink.
Yun na nga.
Ito na yung time.
Ito na.
Ito na.
So, what are we doing?
Yun na nga eh. Kanina, you mentioned yung Pussy Willow. Okay ba yun gawin? inano mo rin eh.
I was explaining the dry shake earlier. Baka ma-experience mo na. And I think no more enticing invite than you.
Shall we?
Okay. First. So, when I get an order, lagi kong sinasabi.
So, ito yung aming menu. Ito. So, we have yung classics and neo-classics. So, yung kanina pa namin kinukwento na Negroni, nandito siya sa classics. Siya yung number one drink dito. And then, nandito sa signatures, yung Pussy Willow. Basahin ko siya. Osmanthus Oolong Infused Gin. Elderflower Liquor. Lemon. Simple Syrup. Egg White. Boom! So,
ano? So, you can shadow me.
Yeah. Masyado. Masyadong konti kapag isa lang.
So, ano
ba tawag dyan?
Garnish.
Garnish. Yeah, so, may lemon. Dito mo naman ma-appreciate yung ano eh, yung balat ng lemon eh. Kasi hindi nagagamit yung loob talaga eh. More yung balat.
So, yung sinasabi ko sa team natin lagi is to prepare your garnish first. Kasi you don't want na after ka nag-shake, tas iniiwan mo yung ice sa loob with the drink. You don't want it to dilute. So, right after you shake, gusto mo i-pour na kagad. Or, diba? So, you don't want it to... You wanted the best quality.
So, inuuna tong garnish. So, yung ano lang, yung balat lang ng lemon. So, mga nakakailan to? Siguro 1, 2, 3, 4. Mga 4, no? Yeah. Masusulit mo. So, yung balat ng lemon. Tapos, i-garnish mo. Yeah, ano mo siya, no? Puputul-putulin mo siya para maging... Sige, mic drop, mic drop. Sige, ayusin ko muna yung
mic. I'll prepare this for you.
Sige, dito ko sa kabila. Ay, yung Halloween, ang dami nangyayari. Ay, sorry. Spirit, ano? Spirit, ano yung spirit ng drink, hindi anong spirit. Spirits. Yeah, spirits, yeah. Merong alin?
Meron ka na bang ano, ghost stories episode?
Ah, meron ang ano, scary relationship stories.
Scarier.
Scary.
Way scarier
than yeah, mas mahirap yun. Katakot yun. So, pero it's yung...
Krishna, right?
Krishna and kay Drew Beso. Pakinggan nyo rin yun, guys. Masaya yung episode na yun. So, ito siya. So, guys, ano, sayang, di nakikita lang dyan eh. Pero ito siya. So, may sword with... So, i-ano, tutusukin natin yung lemon.
You roll the peel.
Peel. Ayan, roll.
And you... This is just...
May lalag... Ah, ngayon ko lang nakita yan. So, yung ulong, ano yan?
Hindi siya ulong.
Ay, ano
it's
to?
It's just a blue butterfly pea flower.
Ay, flower. So, ito yung, ano, Sinbad sword. Tapos, tutusukan niya ganyan. And then, lalagyan ng flower.
Then, so, ideally, ooh, you chill your glasses.
Wow.
In the freezer. So, nalo-retain yung, ano niya,
temperature. So, may mga ganong
so,
ano,
okay
no?
Glasses.
Okay.
Okay na yung garnish. Ang tumatawag kanina.
Sige, go. Mama. Shout out kay Tita. Out Tita Cynthia. Yan.
So, okay na to.
Ay, yung syrup ginagawa rin siya.
In ingredients natin.
Sige.
All around.
In
culinary industry, it's called mise en place.
Mise en place.
Yeah, everything in its place.
Yeah.
So, before you prepare a dish, dapat all your ingredients are...
Para ano na lang.
So, let's see kung kumasa to. Isa lang yata to. Start with syrup. Yeah.
Isa na lang.
It's okay. And then...
lemon, I usually start with the cheaper ingredients first.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Kasi para kung magkamali, alam
mo. Mm-hmm. Ganon.
I learned that from Fat Cat.
Mm-hmm.
My mentor is at Fat Cat.
Mm-hmm.
You can see my pin, it says Fat Cat.
Ayaw
nga, no? Fat Cat Appreciation Club.
Uy, shout out sa friends dyan sa Fat Cat. Yan.
Ito pa pala. Egg white.
Yun. Crucial yung egg white.
You ready to shake Ali?
Game. Sanay tayo dyan.
Separate.
Yan. Yun. So ito yung, yun, may kakaibang style din guys dun sa egg, oh. So para mawala yung ay ma-separate yung
yolk
with the egg white. Yeah. So dito nakaipon kami ng yolk. So sideline namin nagbebenta kami dito ng leche flan. Sa gabi pag closing na hanapin niyo yung leche flan.
Leche flan. Nalagay ko na 'to, 'di ba?
Oo, naglagay ka na niyan. Tsaka 'to.
So everything is done except the oolong infused gin.
Yun. So ito overnight to, no? Or mas matagal?
Yeah. About pwede. 12 to 16 hours. Okay, Sir Ali.
Ayun. Game.
So, what do you do from here? It's all here. So, cover this.
Okay.
And then you tap it like this.
See.
Yun.
Nag-lock.
It's locked.
Yeah.
Oh!
Sorry, isa pa. Yun.
Flip it over. Okay. And then what I do is I do one just to check if it's really locked or kung may leak. And then that's when I dry shake.
Yun. Ayun. Oh.
Even just a straightforward will do.
Yeah.
Mas. Yeah. Yeah. And then when it gets, when you can feel the insides getting airier,
yeah.
That means it's, I don't know, properly foaming.
It's forward na ganun, no?
Yeah. It's not bad, actually.
Yeah.
So, that should be good.
Mm-hmm.
So after that,
pangit
give it a tap.
Sumobra.
Open it. No, actually, no.
Okay
lang. Okay. Pag dry shake.
Mm-hmm. So dry shake without ice pa yun.
Yes.
So
after that,
you fill this with ice. Lalagyan mo ng ice yung thin.
Yung thin.
Yung thick may iwan. Here. Yun. Lock ulit.
Yeah, lock. Then at least 4 more seconds. Okay. Good. So now, try mo buksan.
Malamig eh.
Try mo buksan. So it's hard, diba? Kasi nag-freeze na siya. So my technique is you slap it here. And then you let it drip. And then you put some here.
Pala yun.
Taste. Just to be sure na
okay yung lasa
niya.
You
got it right.
You get one.
Hawthorne strainer.
Yeah,
for the tin and then a fine mesh strainer.
Boom! Woo! Oof! Oh my God. Sana nakikita niya ng mas malapit, guys. Grabe. Pero yan, pakita mo nga sa kanila dyan. Oof.
Shall we taste?
Shall we? Look at this, guys. Grabe. Yun yung sinasabi ni Kyle, eh.
What it taste?
Nalalasahan ko na agad yung yung subtle lang na hint nung tea. Tapos sahabol ng konti yung konting bitterness. Feeling ko galing dun sa peel ng lemon. Pero may asim din siya. Pero yung foam din talaga eh. Parang medyo hinahalikan ka nung egg white na foam eh. So parang isang entire experience yung sip eh. So yun, medyo maglilinger din yung taste sa bibig mo. So pagbukas mo ng mata mo, ang ganda pa rin nung drink. Grabe. I love it. Like na love it. I love it.
Parang narinig natin yan last weekend. I like it.
Grabe yun na yun, no? Yung reaction ng mga...
Diba? For context, we had a customer here who, first time niya, Singapore-based, doesn't really drink. Diba? Tapos, he tried the drinks, was enjoying. And then, another friend of ours na regular dito, pinatry siya, nag-recommend siya ng drink. And he loved it. Tapos, he ordered 4 more. He doesn't drink. He already had Sino Evil, Whiskey Highball, and then 4 more of those
Kentucky made.
Grabe.
Super enjoy siya. Kitang-kita ko. Tapos niyayakap niya na yung mga friends niya.
Oo. Ay, yun yung the best.
The best, ano?
The best. Now, when you hear, no, thank you for bringing me here. Diba?
And yun niya, eh. Grabe, extreme pa na si isang friend natin na talagang drinker siya. Na friend niya naman na hindi masyadong mainom. So, ano yan, no? Extreme ends nung, ano, nag-e-enjoy eh. Kaya parang, ganda ko, nakaka-relate ako dun sa guy na yun eh. Kasi parang convert din ako eh. And, ang saya pala. Ang saya uminom ng cocktail. And may ano eh, no? May discovery kasi. Yung the entire experience of, ano kaya? Ano kaya yung feel ko today? Ano kaya, anong taste yung gusto kong malasahan? Tapos, may kita mo siya, dinadala sa'yo. Tapos pag nakita mo, shucks, ang ganda nito. Kailangan ko munang kuha ng photo. Diba? Puro ano eh. Ang gandang kuna ng photos ng drinks. Kasi visually appealing din siya. Tapos amuyin mo rin. Tapos sip ka. Tapos hindi pa agad siya mauubos. Dahan-dahan lang siya.
And then slowly you're feeling nice.
Yeah. Diba? Parang saya. Tapos pagka medyo paubos na siya, ano kayang next? Ano yung panghabol dito sa taste na to? Ano yung pwedeng iba namang taste na to? Yung iba naman, gusto nila na consistent to that profile, no?
Yeah.
Na, yeah. Okay, gusto ko ulit ng isa pang ganito. So, yung mga katulad din itong Posi Willow, may pagka, ano rin siya, no? Amaretto sour, may pagka whiskey sour din.
Yeah, kasi it's a sour-based ano drink. It's a riff of that, eh, na you use sugar, lemon, and egg white. Iniba ko lang yung components. So, I mean, yun yung gusto ko rin about the cocktail world din. You can go that simple route na you don't have to go super ano, flashy or scientific. You can make a good drink just by, you know, simple ingredients.
Grabe to, Kyle. Parang feeling ko history to eh. Na video pod na gumawa ng drink sa Sali. Podcast.
Oo nga.
Hindi ko alam kung may gumawa ng iba niyan.
Ay, hindi. Meron na.
Meron na. Ginagawa siya sa mga pod.
I don't know. Here.
Sa local.
Oh.
Grabe, guys. Napanood niyo yung una. Unang drink
this
na nagawa.
This might be.
Baka.
Should be a...
Grabe to. Momentous
recurring
to.
Episode?
Ako.
Huh?
Feeling ko. Tapos every time na magre-record kami ni Kyle, bagong seats yung gagamitin namin. To feature all the chairs here.
In the in bar. Big,
yeah.
And bars outside.
Yeah.
And
kukuha tayo ng mga
seats. Get a sponsorship from chairs. Yeah. Na ikaw gagawa.
Yeah.
You have to ask them to send you.
Yeah. Sila yung lumapit. Diba?
No, I mean, you have to ask them to send it to you na unbuilt. Because you're so good at making chairs. So far.
Grabe. Sana guys, i-share nyo tong ano, episode na to.
Share.
Pero yun, grabe. Grabe. Thank you, Kyle. Ito yung, baka full, ay ano no, parang, hindi ko maalala kasi nung nag-R&D tayo kung nakakabuo talaga ako ng mga drinks eh. Pero ito, I feel yung una kong, I consider my first drink na nabuo. Itong thing na to. And happy ako na sa pod ko siya nagawa. And,
first time ako mag-shake, I think, ever, no?
Nag-try ako noon, pero parang ano lang eh, mock-up lang. Parang ano lang siya. Walang laman. So, tinatry ko lang. So, saya. Saya na experience.
I would say you have a good shake, man.
Okay, man.
Yeah.
Baka kung magano yun.
A little more puwet action.
A little puwet action. Yeah, yeah. Medyo magano pa. Practicing ko ngayon. No, again, pag magluluto ko ng scrambled eggs, dalawang baso yung gagamitin ko. Basag. Oh my God. Pero, wow, what an experience, no? Itong ako rin, buong journey ko rin dito sa Big Fuzz. Nag-enjoy lang ako. Mapanood kayo. Magkaroon din ako ng sarili kong experience contributing dito sa bar, sa sariling weird ways ko.
Hindi.
Pero, di ba? Pero siguro yun yung mga unseen eh, no? Hindi lang yung nangyayari yung paggawa ng drinks, pero maraming nasa likod, mga hindi nakikita, pero part of the entirety of the, ano, no? The bar. And wow, lahat tayo. Unang beses naman lahat to, no? So, yun, si Jim, dami rin kwento for sure, no? Na for sure, baka kwento niya rin sa pod nila. Pero sana, makasama natin sila dito ni Sam.
Oh, yeah.
Di ba?
So you know what also would be nice? If you had a regular on the pod.
Oof. Kailangan yung mga nakikinig dyan nanonood.
The two. I mean, recurring and then next with another guy.
Okay ako dun. Baka yung mga nakwento natin within the pod, eventually, nandito na. Diba? Yung mga kinakwento natin kanina, magkakaroon na ng mukha. Hindi natin pinapangalanan eh. Pero ngayon kasi nasa audition stage pa yung mga regulars namin eh. Sino dito yung magiging regular?
Audition talaga. Anong requirements? Naka-100 orders na.
100 orders. Nagbibilang kami, guys. Nagbibilang kami.
Joke lang.
Biro lang. Pero ang saya. Di ba? Kasi part ng ano talaga, ng kwentuhan. At ang saya lang na ano.
Saya, no, Ali?
Wala kaming plano. And sa totoo lang, akala ko may recording ako tonight with another guest. Hindi pala.
Thank you for making me your second choice.
Lagi naman. Kapag nila kayo, lagi rin ako ang second choice. So, bumabawi lang ako sa
mga. No, hindi. Hindi. Pero I gotta say, now, I would say that this whole thing has made our friendship deeper.
Uy,
no?
Grabe.
Di ba?
Grabe.
Ako na-feel ko. As in, ibang klase.
Sana like, nga eh.
Yung mga SNR run natin.
Dapat sa second episode na to.
Yung balik mo sa condo ko na naiwan yung suicide.
Actually, nakailan na yun. Kailan na akong ikot sa akin. Medyo memorize ko na. Nakakatawa kasi nakailang ikot na ako sa place ni Kyle. Naliligaw pa rin ako minsan pabalik. Simple-simple nung ikot dito. Pero part of the experience, sayang nga eh. Isipin mo, no, isa't kalahati oras na episode natin. Hindi pa rin kasha yung mga nangyari.
Yeah.
And don't worry, mukhang recurring to. Magkakaroon pa kami ng isa pang episode. Try natin ikwento yung gabi na yun. Na grabe, dun kami nag-bond ni Kyle. No, kasi parang, syempre, no?
Which night are you talking about?
Yung alin? Yung night na ano? Na SNR run.
Ah,
and ikot sa bahay nyo.
Yeah.
Dala ng mga drinks dun.
Yeah.
Lagay dito. Tapos, balik na naman. Buhat ulit. Wala kaming trolley. Grabe talaga. And ano? Ang saya.
Ang saya.
Ang nakakatawa lang na tinanong mo kung anong night eh. Kasi marami ng
marami
night.
Marami talaga eh, diba?
Kailangan sana si Jim nandito dun sa ano. Dun sa isa nating kakaibang experience.
Yeah.
And, pero sa ngayon, ito yung lumabas na episode. Super happy. And again, sayang isa na lang drink. Pero cheers, Kyle.
Yeah, we'll have 5 more after this.
Oh
we cut the recording, right?
Oo nga, parang gusto mo na talagang itapusin to para dire-diretso na yung ano.
Ah!
May pasok pa ako bukas.
May pasok pa
bukas. Pero,
Aga pa naman.
Again, guys, matatapos tong episode na to na sa invitation ulit. Puntahan nyo kami dito. Say hi. And, di ba, gagawin namin lahat para mapasaya kayo dito.
Lahat?
May mga ibang floors dito. Na
may referral. May referral. May referral.
May
referral.
May referral. May, hindi lang naman tong floor na to. Pero, sana.
May masarap na restaurant.
Marami. Sa taas, sa baba.
Sa baba, oo. Mm.
Basta ang recommendation ko, huwag kayo mag-elevator. Maglakad kayo. Para makita mo.
Full experience.
Full experience ng Amor Solo, Creekside Mall. Pero again, Kyle, thank you so much.
Thank you, man.
And na-inspire ako talaga sa'yo. At na-inspire kami ni Jim sa'yo sa mga ginagawa mo kaya tayo nandito ngayon. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
At na-share natin, na-share mo sa amin yung experience and happy ako na na-share pa natin sa mas marami yung ano, yung experience dito sa bar. And marami pang mangyayari. Kaya, kapit lang tayo.
Yes, sir. Cheers to that.
Cheers to that.
Cheers to that. Thank you, man, for your...
Thank you.
Thank you for having me here. Thank you for the friendship. Mm. Most of all.
Grabe.
Most of all.
Thank you, man. Grabe, marami pa. Marami pang mangyayari. And sa ngayon, happy kami natawid na namin tong opening. And wow, marami pang buwan lilipas taon. Mag-iipon kami ng mga kwento dito. Abangan nyo na lang yung mga gagawin
pa. Ah, mga napag-usapan natin kanina.
Yeah. Pero sa ngayon, we're enjoying every night. Sana makabisita kayo dito. See you guys! Thank you so much for watching. Wow, video pod to. And wow, abangan nyo yung next pang ganito. What's the Big Fuzz sa IG. See you guys. Bye!
Bye-bye.